As the death toll rose today, those once labeled missing were revealed by name, age, and for high school students, class year. For some, seeing it written down in ink was too much to bear. At sea, the mission is shifting from rescue to recovery. More than 500 divers have been working to get into the ship. Angry family members clashed with police as they set out to protest the slow rescue. The ferry's captain was arrested Saturday. Two crew members were also taken into custody. A prosecutor said when the ferry got into trouble, it was being steered by the third mate. It was her first time navigating that section of those current-filled waters. Weary families are beginning to lose hope. Baysun Oak's 17-year-old son was on the boat. How can you have children underneath the sea like that for several days, she asked. They're just kids who never got to live the life they wanted to.
You can't get much closer to that submerged ferry than the end of this pier. These police lined up tell us they're here to prevent distraught family members from hurting themselves, even jumping into the sea. It seems that the grief here is only growing. For CBS Sunday Morning, I'm Seth Doan in Jindo, South Korea.